Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
100.1 FM, 1020 AM, News Radio KDKA. Rick Dayton with you from 3 to 6 here in the great city of Pittsburgh as we continue to talk about what can we do better when it comes to vaccinations for the coronavirus. And we are continuing to learn more about a model that's being executed right now in the state of North Carolina. Earlier this week, we had Greg Walter, who's a general manager and executive vice president of the Charlotte Motor Speedway. They are one of the partners in that project, along with the Carolina Panthers, a large healthcare provider down there, and Honeywell. Today, the global supply chain chief of Honeywell is kind enough to join us to explain what it is that they are doing with this project. If you would welcome in on the Disc Institute Pittsburgh Newsline, Mr. Torsten Pils, we would appreciate it. Torsten, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Ray. Thanks for having me.
I am really interested to know, there was a piece in Bloomberg last Friday, and one of the things that it mentioned is that manufacturers have figured out ways to be incredibly efficient with doing the same thing over and over and over again, and doing it with great speed and repetition and accuracy. And Honeywell was one of the ones that they mentioned was doing that as it relates to the coronavirus. How did you get involved with what's going on with the Panthers and the Charlotte Motor Speedway and with the large health system there?
Yeah, we partnered up with the partners that you just mentioned. And so our role in this is to really industrialize this process of vaccination. You know, you have multiple stages. People have to be taken in, registered, then they have to get the vaccine, and they have to be observed. So, and we actually, what we thought about this is, how do we industrialize this? How do we make it look like an assembly line? And as a result, at the end of the day, the whole process from arriving on the site, being registered, all the way to getting the vaccine was done in like 8 to 9 minutes per patient. And then you add observation period afterwards. So people were in and out within 25 minutes. We just didn't want to have it look like what you've seen in other areas, where people will wait for 4 hours to just get into this. We really want to make sure that this was a great patient experience. And so we took our industrial engineering knowledge, because we run large-scale industrial operations, and we thought through this and designed this in a way to really make it fluent and painless for people. And on top of it, you know, we deployed some of our technology. So we rewrote some of our apps to be used there. And you know, for example, there was a step where people had to, or the information of people had to be entered into a state database, and that took 5 to 10 minutes. And we used our scanners, our technology, and this was down to 30 seconds then. And if you do this, you can do actually a lot of people. So I think at the end of the day, we had about 1,000 people an hour we could vaccinate. Events
that you were moving through in that amount of time. How much of this was new material that had to be coded and written for this application, as opposed to repurposing things that you had used elsewhere?
I mean, there was some effort, but our teams were actually able to accomplish this within 3-4 days. There wasn't like a huge undertaking. We just took what we had, adapted it, made it work, and then this is what happened.
How different was it for the various venues? Meaning, one of those was Bank of America Stadium, where the Panthers play NFL football. The other was a large motor speedway, the Charlotte Motor Speedway, where NASCAR race. Were there differences there? I mean, if it's a drive-in, is it different than a walk-up, for instance?
Well, in terms of the physical flow, it is different. You know, you drive in a car or you walk. But in terms of the real process, it's not so much different. We use the same technology. It was the same kind of flow, the same principles. So it is scalable. It is totally transferable to all kinds of large scale venues. You know, you can do arenas, convention centers, speedways, stadiums, everything that has a certain size and can handle a lot of people. You can actually deploy this. We actually created some sort of a playbook, and we are totally willing to share this with anybody who wants to do something very similar.
That was my next question, is how many other states, how many other venues, how many other places have reached out to you and say, can you help us do the same thing here?
I would say that it varies. I would I think at the end of the day, it's 5 to 10 other states or venues, you know, from California to Georgia and Kansas. So it's pretty much across the entire nation.
When you look at using artificial intelligence too, are you able to use, I know that you're using some of your ProWatch Intelligence Command, you're using that to help with traffic flow too. These are venues that are used to dealing with large flows of people, but how did that assist them as far as keeping things moving?
Yeah, what you want is that you never want to have the flow stop. And what we did is we put a lot of cameras, we used our AI technology to really understand at what point is there a potential that the flow just stops and interrupts. And if you have this, then the traffic starts to back up. And so what we did is we tried to anticipate this. And if we saw something, we would just kind of rebalance our resources so that at no point traffic or people flow would stop. So we put like these Disney chains in when you're in Disneyland, and mm-hmm. people just queue up. But at the end of the day, we didn't have to move them. We didn't have to use them. People would just walk through this because we never really stopped and never had to queue people, actually.
Torsten Pills joining us. He's Global Supply Chain Chief for Honeywell, talking about a project that is underway and has been used very successfully in the state of North Carolina, where they vaccinated, for instance, in the first weekend at the Charlotte Motor Speedway, 16,000 residents, seeing an average daily pace that was way ahead of what people thought they could possibly do. They're looking at putting needles in arms in a matter of seconds. I mean, it's just crazy. Every 4.5 seconds, 13 patients per minute. These are numbers that are enormous that are being put out there. You started and worked earlier in your career with Elon Musk at SpaceX. Did you ever imagine at some point in your career you'd be helping with a global pandemic to get people vaccinated? I mean, it seems so very different from what your background is, and yet here you are at Honeywell doing it.
Well, no, of course, nobody would ever have thought this. But at the end of the day, during these events, we felt with our supply chain logistics and industrial engineering background that we've been training for stuff like that our entire career. And it was so rewarding to see people. They had actually, at the end of the day, they had tears in their eyes because it provided hope for them. They could go see their grandchildren again. One guy told me that the only thing we could have done better was at the Speedway, if we could have exchange the motor oil at the same time while he was being vaccinated.
So if you could change my oil and make sure my tires are good, then this would have been a perfect afternoon out, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, that is just remarkable. So again, you say that you are willing to help others if they have questions. Should they get in touch with Honeywell? What's the appropriate way to do that if there are other places that have questions and want to know how they can be better?
Yeah, so they can contact us. We have, like I said, we have a playbook. We posted this on our website, and there's all the contact information that people would need. And we are super happy to help and share our experience, lend our technology, whatever people need. We are really interested in getting as many needles into people's arms as we can in the shortest period amount of time.
This is tremendous. Torsten Pills, thank you very much for your time, and thank you for explaining it to us. We very much appreciate what you're doing and the leadership that you have taken. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Rick.
Remarkable, remarkable stuff.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh, oh.